skeet off.
What else have you heard?
Heard him call snake doctor.
You heard both of those?
Yeah. Okay.
What are some of the different kinds of stinging insects that you have around here?
Well, the bumblebee, yellow jacket, honey. I said the honeybee and the wasp.
What different types of wasps do you have?
Well, we have the red wasp, old yellow wasp, guinea wasp.
Guinea wasp is the one that's supposed to be so bad.
They're small.
Their sting hurts worse than the others or something.
I don't think they do. I think that old black looking wasp is worse than the other kind.
Well, now, do boat bobbers sting?
I never had one to sting me.
What about yellow jackets? Are they a wasp or a hornet?
Well, they're a yellow jacket, are they?
Okay. What kind of nests do hornets build? Do they nest up in the tree or down in the ground?
They nest up in the tree.
Okay, what kind is it that builds a nest down in the ground in a hollow stump or something?
Well, the yellow jacket builds in the ground, and the little black bumblebee builds in the ground.
Yeah, we were pulling up a stump one day a couple of years ago, and that whole stump was filled with those things, and we sure did some fast running.
Was the bumblebee?
No, with the yellow jackets.
Right, that ain't a nest of mine up there getting some dirt to put around the flowers.
Boy, I tell you what, it was really something. The only way we finally got them all killed, we poured about 2 gallons of gas down in that hole and just threw a match in it and ran.
We wouldn't have to throw a match in it.
The gas does it, huh?
Yeah, it kills. There was a nest right up this side of that pine tree in the bank there. And I poured a Coca-Cola bottle full of gas in it, and there hadn't been any more jackets there. I come to find it, I must smell if I hadn't stopped the mailbox after we'd been going to sleep that night. Got out of his truck, I guess, and let it run back at one wheel and turn up on the bank there in the vines. I walked down there looking at where he run back down there and saw the jackets working in and out.
Well, you mean he was stuck way down the road?
Well, I just suppose that was the way it done, what happened, for he wouldn't let it roll back down there and him either.
No. I'd love to have seen that. Oh, me.
You can see it. Between the pine and this naked place up here, a little
that
place.
Yeah, I see it. Boy, well, he's lucky it didn't just go right straight up down the road.
Sure
it
was.
Could have gotten a good start down through there. Where does this other road take you if you go
there? It's a state lake road over there, all about a mile from here, I reckon.
Any houses on it?
There's one house, just this side of the state lake road.
Well, I really do like the way this is back off up in here with no way to get, no through traffic, you know.
But I like it too.
My parents live on the end of a road like this, and you know, by the time, when you live on the end of the road, by the time you hear a car coming, if it doesn't stop at any of the other houses, you know that it's somebody coming to your house, you know, and that's the only time you ever
hear somebody lost.
Right. But you say there've been a lot of people up here looking at that dome.
There's been lots of.
Well, they put a thing in the paper about it, and I guess a lot of people came out to see what it was like.
There's still lots of folks. Just drive out there and turn around and come back out.
Well, I know when I helped him build it last year, and I know when we were up there building it, just all kind of sight of people would drive up there and see what, how to figure out what we were doing. What about the little thing that comes around at night and bites you and makes you
eat it?
Yeah. And what about if you go out in the grass and you get the things on you that make you itch?
Well, the ticks is one thing.
Ticks and what else? Little ones that you can't see.
Red bug.
Okay. We were talking about nests a minute ago. What is the dirt dauber builds a nest up out of mud up under a roof or something? What kind of nest does a hornet build?
Well, he builds it out of stuff that he gets off of decayed wood.
Mm-hmm. What is it that builds in your barn mostly? That would be a dirt dauber, wouldn't it?
Dirt daubers and wasps.
I don't believe, now that you mention, I don't believe I've ever been hit by a dirt dauber either.
I never heard of anybody being stung by one of them.
What about a big green insect that has great big back legs and hops around.
Grasshopper?
Okay. Well, if you're going back to fishing a minute ago, do you call the small fish that you use for fish bait?
A minnow.
Okay. If a spider weaves a thing out here, you'd call it a what?
A web.
Okay, would you call it a spider web or a cobweb?
Spider web, or some folks can call it cold and cobweb.
Okay, does it make any difference if they're indoors or outdoors or in the house? Or would you call it one thing in the house and another thing in the house?